are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to the inaugural episode of Locked On Pistons, new Pistons podcast. Going to be part of the Locked On Network. These podcasts are going to be quick. They're not going to be long. They're not going to take up a lot of your time. I know you've got things going. But we're going to try and fit your Pistons fix while we have you.
And we still have you. What is happening? And welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, December 19th. And it's the 500th episode today. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for the listen as we hit 500, the 500th episode. Today we're going to give you a little bit of a state of the pod as we look towards the next 500 episodes. We're also going to look ahead to tonight's game for the Pistons against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and also going to check with one of the listeners who was wishing a happy 500th episode, and we're going to add a new country to the list of places we've heard from. Very excited to get this call today. But this is your boy, Matt Shook, and give me a follow on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also, the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. Check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. Give us a like there on the page as well. But like we said, today is the 500th episode, July 29th, 2016. Where were you on that date, that seminal moment in history, the moonwalk? Maybe you remember where you were. Neil Armstrong or Michael Jackson, whichever moonwalk you preferred, that was a big cultural moment for the U.S. Or maybe it's more in line with some of the tragedies that you remember where you were when JFK and the Challenger and 9/11. Not to poke fun or make light of serious situations, but I'd say the Locked On Pistons podcast has been quite a serious situation itself. I'm not quite saying it's more significant than some of those moments in history. I'm just saying it's up there. You could make an argument. Anyway, I'll tell you where I was, not quite on July 29th, 2016, but 5 days after that, August 3rd, 2016, I found out, I checked over the old emails and, flight stuff and whatnot, and 5 days after this podcast premiered, I was on a flight to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to cover the Summer Olympics for the Virgin Islands Daily News as the sports editor of that publication, which I was for almost 3 years. Down on St. Thomas in the VI, they sent me to Brazil for a month, the trip of a lifetime for not just myself as a tourist, but as a working journalist to cover the Summer Olympics. I did it all down there. I know I've talked about it with you guys a little bit on this show, but maybe we'll get into it more as the 2020 games are rapidly approaching us here. I'm an Olympic guy, and maybe I'll find a way to scam a way to get to Tokyo or something like that in the future. But love my time in the Virgin Islands. Love covering the USVI athletes, the BVI athletes as well. Saw some basketball down there too with Jimmy Butler and Kyrie Irving and Carmelo Anthony and all those guys that won the gold medal. I watched them beat Manu Ginobili courtside as I was shooting photos. There was a quarterfinal game, and that ended up being Manu Ginobili's final game with the Argentinian national team. A couple of months after Dan Feldman, who was the original host, who you heard in the open there on July 29th, 2016, we had him on the podcast a couple weeks back. Shouts to Dan, the godfather of the Locked On Pistons podcast. A couple months after he started the podcast, I would be moving to Chicago and spent a couple of years there. And after that, I'd be taking over a year after I moved to Chicago. I would be taking over as your host on the Locked On Pistons podcast. My first episode came out on October 2nd, 2017. So I've been your host for about 270 of these 500 shows, just for the record, just so you know, because I know you're keeping track all the live long day. But the first step, now we got to break it to you that it's all a big lie, the dirty little secret that I think this is actually show 501. So just a complete farce of a celebration that we're having here today. But we can pretend. And if I had some more time throughout the week over these last couple weeks, been a busy schedule, as you can imagine, bouncing around between all the sports that we cover, But I would have produced something that was a little bit more special, maybe some more clips of the old shows and stuff like that. But got a couple things for you today. But and like I said, staying busy, heading up to, well, first of all, as you hear this on Wednesday, check us out on debtnews.com. I'm going to be blogging the opening day of early signing period for college football today for debtnews.com. Of course, focusing on Michigan football, Michigan State football, the CMUs, the Westerns, the Easterns, the in-state schools, and also the Metro Detroit and State of Michigan high school players who will be making their commitments today and signing on the dotted line in the early signing period, which is a nice thing for college football there. Big day. We know that signing day is usually in February, so to bump it up a little bit. Although I'm not going to be quite like signing day where there's all sorts of them because there's still the more time for the kids to commit. But some big names are going to be coming off the board, so to speak, some of the best programs in the country, including the two top ones that we have here on in the state of Michigan. And by the way, check out Locked On Wolverines and Locked On Spartans. My guys, Isaiah Hole and Will Hunter, will have all the details for you for National Signing Day. Also, I guess it's just the opening day of early signing period is what it's called this year. So check out those guys with podcasts all week about all the stuff you need to know about the big days for college football programs. But thanks to all you guys for staying on board with the podcast. I know that it was a rocky start for me. So for some of you who heard me in the early days, this is the first podcast I've ever hosted. I'd had a radio show many, many years ago. The equipment-wise, it wasn't quite there, and we'll get better with that, too, as time goes on. The ums and the ahs, which are still a problem, as I introduce that sentence with another one. But I had to kind of go through sometimes. It was so bad that sometimes I'd go through certain segments and edit out some ums and ahs that I had. And I kept some of them just so it wouldn't be so obvious that I'd edit out some of them. Because I was like, well, I can't make it unrealistic that one day I just stopped doing the ums and ahs. So sometimes I had to cut out, you know, three out of every four of them or something like that. But a little behind the scenes, as you might be interested, I script most of this stuff with note styles. And then, of course, as you know, as you listen, I go on weird tangents all the time. So that's kind of how the sausage is made, so to speak. Or as Adam Carolla said, who was my first real podcast that I listened to was the Adam Carolla Show. I started listening to it every day after he got laid off on the radio. His joke is that in the congruous analogy of how the sausage is made, he said, it's not how the sausage is made, it's how the fudge is packed. So you can really see how the fudge is packed. And I always like that joke. But anyway, because I'm a gross person. That's it. And I want to thank you guys for staying on board. The numbers are continuing to climb up there. And again, so I started on Adam Carolla. I don't listen to his show anymore. He's just gotten a little bit too right wing for me, a little too old man, you know, complaining about, you know, just liberals and minorities and stuff like that. And it's gotten just to the point where I can't listen to it anymore. He doesn't align with me politically, and it's turned into a political show, and all I wanted to hear about is comedians. So that was my Adam Carolla rant. By the way, but I listen to mostly sports podcasts now. If you need podcast recommendations, get in touch with me and I'll send some to you. But I'm sure it has nothing to do with the quality of show, but we are not in the top of the NBA network shows that we have here on the Locked On Podcast Networks. And we never have been. We've never been in the top 10 for some of our weekly reports. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with the quality of the show and the quality of the host, because we know that those are completely top-notch and are every time around. But I blame it on the team. It's an uninteresting Pistons team, has been. Nothing sexy going on with them except for the Blake Griffin trade, and maybe, you know, the firing of Van Gundy, the hiring of Dwayne Casey. Obviously, those episodes are really up there in terms of downloads that we got those days, particularly the Blake Griffin deal was about 3 days of some of our biggest downloads that we've ever had. No high draft picks that this team has had as well. No playoffs during the Locked On Pistons era. No playoffs, no team in contention, no real controversies really either. It is what it is, and that's what I tell myself. It's driven fans away from the team for a decade now. You see it at Little Caesars Arena, and it's made sure that our podcast isn't up there with the Locked On Lakers and Rockets and Locked On Jazz, who, by the way, is hosted by David Locke, the founder of the Locked On Podcast Network, and we thank David for giving myself the chance and also giving the Pistons and fans a format to have this discussion every day. And Locked On Fantasy Basketball, by the way, is the most popular show that we have. A little trivia about the Locked On Podcast Network. So spread the word, and maybe we can get Locked On Pistons into those top 10 slots at some point. But a little state of the pod, you know, going forward, you know what to expect great content every single day. Some great guests, and I do attest to that. We do have some good guests on here. Some great reactions from you guys, hopefully, and from myself after games. A few laughs along the way. I'll say some things that I definitely shouldn't say on a forum like this. I'll get a little bit too personal every now and then, of course, and some great takes from the listeners. A family community, and really I say that without jest. You know, you guys have stepped up when asked, and we appreciate each and every one of you and appreciate the fact that you're going to go off and spread the word so the next 500 are even better than the first 500. So that's what you can expect from the Locked On Pistons podcast. In the short term, we'll have an episode coming up on Thursday recapping the Timberwolves game, and we're looking forward to the weekend against Charlotte and Atlanta. That'll be the last one for the week. I'm going to be up at Central covering the CMU women taking on the number 3 Louisville women's basketball team coming to Mount Pleasant on Thursday night. I'll be up there. The plan is to give you guys one on Monday morning on Christmas Eve, and then we'll take Tuesday, Christmas Day off, and after that, uncertain if we'll come back Wednesday morning, maybe Wednesday afternoon, or possibly just take the whole Wednesday off and come back Thursday. But you'll hear from us at least one more time after Christmas, maybe two, maybe three times even after Christmas that week. And then we'll call it a year after that, and more details on the early 2019 schedule as that gets closer as well. But again, thanks to you guys. Tell your friends and family over the holidays about the podcast. We really, really appreciate that. Send us tips on possible sponsors who want to come on board. And here's a date to circle that I'm almost positive we'll do something if you're interested in doing a meetup in the Detroit area. Wednesday, January 2nd. Pistons at Memphis on the road, 8 o'clock game, so we'll meet somewhere and watch that game. We might do our first meetup at a bar that night. Details will follow. If you have suggestions for a spot that might be interested in hosting, feel free to hit me up any way that you can do that. If you're a bar manager and you guys are owner and you guys might be interested in teaming with the Locked On Pistons podcast, hit me up for that too. I'm looking at doing Wednesday road games in 2019. There's a bunch of them. We'll get together at the bar and have some pops and talk about the team. But up next, we're going to talk about tonight's game against the Minnesota Timberwolves. But is your company looking for a new way to reach customers? Your company could be mentioned right here, right now, on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with sponsors that they hear on their favorite shows. Our demo is 98% males with more education and more earning power than traditional media audiences. Have your company sponsor this podcast by emailing me at Matt_Shook, that's S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more.
Yes, sir!
Hello and welcome to Locked On Pistons. We are back after a hiatus during the summertime there, but now we've got a new host, and that would be me.
Thanks for the courtesy laugh there, Reggie. October 2nd, 2017, the maiden voyage for your boy. Always good to have that first joke land. And that is for sure. But the Pistons tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time at Minnesota, taking on the Timberwolves. Pistons coming in 14-14. The Timberwolves at 14-16, although they are 10-7, three games over 500 since the Jimmy Butler deal. Timberwolves and Coach Tom Thibodeau are sitting 13th out of 15 teams in the Western Conference. They lost four in a row before snapping that streak on Monday with the win at home against the Sacramento Kings, a team that they had lost to during that four-game losing streak. One of the games that they lost there, of course, one of the bad games they lost at Sacramento. You never want to lose to the Kings, although they are playing pretty well so far this season for their standards, definitely very well. But the Timberwolves also lost at Phoenix the other day, too. So, of course, that's the worst team in the league. You never want to do that. So what do they got? They still got Andrew Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns. Those are the guys. Derrick Rose making a special cameo this year, a couple of big moments for him so far this season. Robert Covington come over in the Jimmy Butler trade. He's had a few big scoring nights in the 20s since he came on board with the Timberwolves. Josh Okogie, a rookie coming off the bench and playing well, especially lately, coming out of Georgia Tech there. Jeff Teague is out, so Rose is starting for right now at point guard, just like the good old days in Chicago, along with one of his running mates, just like the good old days in Chicago with Taj Gibson, who gets the start for most nights over Dario Saric, who's coming off the bench since he came over from the Philadelphia 76ers. And most importantly, for listeners of this show and hosts of this show and anyone associated with the Locked On Pistons podcast and probably with the Pistons family and friends and fans and all that good stuff, Anthony Tolliver, an old friend alert tonight, the former guest of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a guy that I know a little bit there. He is averaging 4.7 points a game and 2.7 rebounds, so the numbers are down right now, although the three-point shooting is still very good at 39.7% on the season. That's not the problem. But we know that Anthony Tolliver is 33 years old. There's a lot of reasons, most of them salary cap related, but there's some reasons that they didn't bring him back. And age is one of them. He's 33 years old, and that's kind of what happens. That's the life cycle of an NBA role player. He's getting 15 and a half minutes a game for Tom Thibodeau in Minnesota, which ties for the lowest that he's ever had in an entire season throughout his 11-year career. He's bounced around, a journeyman in every sense of the word, although found an NBA home. I found a home in the NBA, I should say, because he hasn't really found an NBA home. But before going, or he went overseas after Creighton and then came back to the NBA and is stuck. So big ups to him, having a fantastic career, and one of our favorite players in the NBA, Anthony Tolliver. And Minnesota, by the way, 5 or 5.5 point favorites in this one, depending on where you look. This will be the first of two meetings, of course, between the Eastern Conference and Western Conference intra-conference rivalries. The return meeting will be on March 6th in Detroit. And who knows where these teams will be on March 6th in Detroit in terms of the standings. The Pistons, after this, next game will be on Friday against Charlotte, and on Sunday at home against the Atlanta Hawks. So kind of a gimme there after a huge game on Friday night in Charlotte, a team that has dispatched the Pistons rather easily. Rather easily the first time, and then the big Jeremy Lamb shot the other day in Charlotte. So the Hornets will be right waiting, but the Pistons hopefully will be looking to get some revenge in that one, in a game that you just, as a Pistons fan, you just got to get that one. That's going to feel good if they can get that victory. And then Wednesday at home, the night after Christmas, back to Little Caesars Arena against the Washington Wizards. So the game before Christmas and the game after Christmas, both in Detroit. So nice for the Pistons. Christmas at home here in the Detroit area. Always nice for them. Certainly the Pistons won't be on national TV. We know that, as it's never a problem for the Pistons to be playing on Christmas Day. But I did want to run down the Christmas Day matchups for you guys just to get you into the holiday spirit. That's coming up on Tuesday. We know Christmas. Hopefully you got your shopping all done. I'm sure you have. But the Milwaukee Bucks will start off the day in New York to take on the Knicks at Madison Square Garden with a noon start there. Just the little engine that could, those New York Knicks getting those Christmas Day games. Who would have ever thought that would have happened? But Oklahoma City at Houston, 3 o'clock on ABC. Can't imagine a game that I'm least interested in that involves two of the top teams in the league. Russell Westbrook and James Harden, not exactly the way I want to spend my Christmas afternoon. So we'll probably skip that one in the Shook household. But Philadelphia 76ers at Boston, speaking of games that I'm probably going to skip as well. I'll have these games on, don't get me wrong, but not going to be focusing too heavily on these ones. As a Pistons fan, I just have it in my veins to not like Philly and Boston. So if those teams are going to be going up against each other at 5:30 on Christmas Day, you can be sure that I'm going to be rooting hard for bad things to happen to both of those teams. But I am always been kind of a Lakers guy, which has been a sore spot with some of you listeners out there, but always also been kind of a LeBron guy. So as much as I say about it's in my Pistons blood about Philly and Boston, it should be in my Pistons blood to hate the Lakers, and it should be in my Pistons blood to hate LeBron James. I don't hate either of those. So I actually got a soft spot for both of those entities. And so for them to go to be going up against Golden State in the marquee game of the first half of the NBA season, the Christmas game, they moved that marquee game back from what was originally the Kobe and Shaq type of matchups they had. Those are like 5 o'clock games. But so now they got the 8 o'clock game is the big one. That's going to be Lakers at Warriors. So make your Christmas night plans. Make sure the family's all out of there. The drinks are flowing. And you're ready for the fun part as an adult of Christmas. Lakers at Warriors, 8 o'clock ABC for that one. And then the night will close with Portland at Utah, which is kind of a backfired one because we know Utah is really struggling right now. A game that looked probably pretty good on paper before the season started. But you got to have a late game in there. So Portland at Utah, 10:30 on ESPN. But the Locked On Podcast Network, we're doing unprecedented things on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, follow Locked On NBA Net, and you'll get all the Locked On Podcast Network local hosts covering their NBA team on one feed. It's amazing during games, breaking news, and to get the local perspective. On Instagram, follow Locked On NBA Net. It's giving you the biggest stories in just 1 minute on your Instagram stories up top, and also longer cuts on the biggest stories in the feeds below. So make sure you follow Locked On NBA Net on both Twitter and Instagram. Join the party there. But next, we got some great well wishes from a new country. Really excited about this call today. That's up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day.
Hey, Matt, this is Cameron, down in Honduras, Detroit native, Pistons fan my whole life, recently been following the podcast. probably for the last 2 months. Just want to wish you a happy 500th episode. I listen to it every morning when I'm running and to get my refill of Pistons. I really appreciate what you do. It's a great podcast. Definitely in my top five. Keep it going. Looking forward to listening for another 500 episodes.
What a great call, and what a great one to play here for the 500th episode. So glad to get that call from Cameron from Honduras. Thank you for enduring us in Honduras. That one's free, Cameron. You can use that one at the bar down there or whatever you frequent in your free time. But Cameron probably knows this. Ronnie Aguilar, the closest thing to an NBA player to ever come from Honduras, played in the G League a couple years, but is now overseas in some leagues, I believe down in South America. But he was even in camp with the Grand Rapids Drive last year, although it looks like he didn't play with them. His mother is apparently from Honduras. He's a former Colorado State center. So when you talk about the Central American countries, interesting to see where the basketball lineage is from some of those Caribbean or Central American or South American countries that we know follow the NBA very closely, and they always follow their native sons. But Cameron, if you're running right now, keep running, man. I know it sucks, especially because it's probably pretty damn hot down there. I used to run a little bit, as much as I run, which is not a whole lot, but I used to run on the waterfront on St. Thomas, get a nice little breeze going there, be like 80, 85 degrees pretty much every day. Oh, man, I miss that a lot, and let's move on and talk about something else. But podcasts, man, like I said, 500 episodes of this one, 270-ish with me. I told you about Adam Carolla that got me kind of in on podcasts to listen to, and like Cameron, I'm a local guy who moved away from the Detroit area and then moved far away after that down to the Virgin Islands. I don't know the particulars about Cameron's situation down there. I'm definitely interested to hear more, by the way, so send me an email. Get in touch with me at matt_shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com. Let me know what's up with you, or DM me on Insta, Twitter or something like that. But I moved down there cold, down to the VI, which is warm, obviously. I didn't know anyone, I knew my coworkers a little bit from some phone calls, but didn't really know what was going on. But I knew I had my Adam Carolla podcast every day, and that helped. And I know it's kind of a nice thing for the expats to have kind of the connection to home. So I appreciate Cameron listening. I know we've got the true OG listeners out there as well in Australia, Philly, Florida, California, across the US, Sweden, guys all over the place. Heard from listeners from the UK, Spain over the last year or so, all over the place. I know some of you guys got ties to Michigan, ties to Detroit, ties to this Pistons team, or just like them growing up from wherever you grew up because of the Bad Boys and Isaiah or the Going to Work crew and Chauncey. So yeah, we're going to keep it going. Let's do 500 more. I would bet that I'll be doing this for quite a while. It takes a lot of time, but it doesn't take all that much time. Maybe we'll put some more time into it as the revenue comes in a little bit more as well. Looking for some more contributors. You guys make my job easier when you call the number. If you want to give your 2 cents on some of the topics that I throw up there or something else that's on your mind about the team, call the number 810-666-1546. Send a text or leave a voicemail. Again, 810-666-1546. Go ahead and drop regular comments. We'll use most of them. That's the best way to join up as part of the show. If I ever need someone to step in and host a show, which maybe might happen in 2019 at some point, or maybe we'll have some guest hosts every now and then, or join me as a co-host or something like that, I'm guessing it'll be one of those folks who's a contributor, as someone who's kind of chimed in on the voicemail line, or maybe at least on Twitter, at least something that we can retweet with the Locked On Pistons Twitter account or something like that. So, and maybe, like I said, maybe we'll have some guest hosts going forward. Could be kind of fun there. But thanks again for staying with us over the years. 500 episodes, or 501, well, if we want to be technical about it. This is your host, Matt Shook. Give me a follow on Twitter, Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. The Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and also the Facebook page, Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. We will be back recapping tonight's game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, looking ahead to the weekend with Charlotte and Atlanta after that. And thanks, you guys, for listening, and let's do 500 more.